This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Ms. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Carnier.
Here.
Ms. Durr.
Here.
Ms. Durham.
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Navel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of July 9th, 2019?
Motion approved is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Mr. Collier.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to inform the council that I will be proposing to table Resolution R19-11133 this evening.
Thank you. Introduction. Is there anyone else? Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. To inform council that ordinance number 19-074 relating to the police grants and fixed charges, it is our intent this evening to table that piece of legislation. And in addition, ordinance 19-033 and, well, actually 095 and 96, 17-095 and 096 will remain tabled, and we're still awaiting the traffic impact study from the applicant and the engineer.
Thank you. Thank you. Next is introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19075, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees, to revise the position title of Engineering and Environmental Services Manager to Engineering Services Manager, and to approve the revised class specification. Ordinance 19076, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 2 County Council, regarding public access and meetings of County Council.
Thank you. Next is reports from special committees. First is Boards and Commissions Subcommittee. Ms. Dillon?
Yes. Last week we had several members of the St. George's DRAC come before us, and also Mr. Krett. All of those are on the consent calendar tonight.
Thank you. Land Use Committee?
Thank you, Madam President. Land Use Committee met on July 16th upstairs. We heard four resolutions and two ordinances, and all will be on the agenda tonight for Council's consideration.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Today's Finance Committee was a marathon. We had a resolution authorizing the State of Delaware Animal Control contract, two other ordinances, one dealing with police retirement. Also, there's a tabled ordinance on the position of payroll supervisor. We had boards and commissions, reappointments and appointments. And under other, we discussed streaming of the council meetings with a vote to commit to that. We had a maintenance fee corporation update from our CFO, David Greger. We also looked at property tax assessments regarding agricultural structures in Southern New Castle County. We approved four grants, and I'm not even beginning to get into all the detail that went on for 3 hours, but we got through it, and if people want further detail, they can listen to the audio.
Thank you. Next is the consent calendar.
Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19128, consenting to the appointment of Kenneth Buster to the Newcastle County Design Review Advisory Committee DRAC of North St. George's Bridge. Resolution 19129, consenting to the appointment of Larry W. Lester to the Newcastle County Design Review Advisory Committee DRAC of North St. George's Bridge. Resolution 19130, consenting to the appointment of Ann Palmer to the Newcastle County Design Review Advisory Committee DRAC of North St. George's Bridge. Resolution 19131, consenting to the appointment of Benjamin R. F. Rizzo to the Newcastle County Design Review Advisory Committee DRAC of North St. George's Bridge. Resolution 19132, consenting to the appointment of Raymond M. Kratt to the Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. Next is presentations. Are there any presentations? Seeing none, moving forward, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Mr. Cartier, could you have your hand raised?
I have the next resolution.
Okay. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, signing your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any questions from members of council. R19133, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Madam President, thank you. I'd like Resolution 19-133 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Sorry. Resolution 19133, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the State of Delaware Department of Health and Social Services for Animal Control Services as mandated by the State of Delaware for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $1,575,666. Mr. Cartier?
Motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution R19133 is tabled. Next, R19134, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Resolution 19-134 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 19134, Plan of Beaumont Farm, St. George's 100, North and South Sides of Vance Neck Road, 1,100 feet east of Ashley Drive, Major Land Development Plan that proposes to extinguish the previously recorded subdivision easements and develop 289 single-family lots to amend the maintenance declaration for Beaumont Farms, S Zoning Council District 12.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Each of the following resolutions, as well as this one for Beaumont Farms, were presented in our Land Use Committee meeting. We have the applicant and legal counsel for the applicant here this evening in case there's any further questions. But we had a detailed presentation, questions answered, and we're ready to proceed unless there's questions from any other member of council. We're ready to proceed with presenting this for the vote.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19134.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R19134 is passed. Next, R19135. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Resolution 19-135 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 19-135, Plan of the Preserve at Robinson Farms, Apicola 100, North and South Sides of Fieldsboro Road, Major Record Plan that proposes to revise the previously recorded subdivision plan to revise, realign previously recorded subdivision streets to eliminate, revise previously recorded subdivision lines and easements and to eliminate 168 apartment units in an apartment lot and replace the same with 168 single-family lots to amend the maintenance declaration for the Preserve at Robinson Farms as Zoning Council District 12. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. This, too, was presented in detail before our Land Use Committee to eliminate and revise previously recorded subdivision lines and easements. There were, as we do in any Land Use Committee meeting, you know, there's several questions, suggestions, and review processes of each one of these plans. And, you know, unless there's other, unless there's questions from Council, we have the applicant and legal representation here this evening to answer them. But otherwise, I move it for the vote.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19135. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R19135 is passed. Next, R19136. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Move that R19-136 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 19136, Plan of Meadowcrest at Middletown, St. George's 100, south side of Middletown-Odessa Road, east of Route 1, major land development plan that proposes to eliminate several lot lines as to construct a 164,487-square-foot senior living facility, NC40 Zoning, Council District 12. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Once again, this plan was reviewed in detail in our Land Use Committee meeting by the applicant. One suggestion did come up, which I think it's an excellent suggestion, and that is because it is in the corporate limits of Odessa that the applicant take the time to at least review over this particular plan with the town of Odessa. Otherwise, unless there's any other questions or suggestions, I would move to call for the vote.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of Council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19136. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R19136 is passed. Next, R19137. I move that R19137 be read by title only and placed before Council for consideration. Resolution 19137, Plan of Forward Commons, Brandywine 100, south side of Silverside Road, 862 feet west of Marsh Road. Major land development plan that proposes construction of a mixed-use development, shopping center, and residential on 11.46 acres, consisting of 32,240 square feet of non-residential use and 38 townhouse units, CN Zoning, Council District 2. Thank you. Per title, does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. The area of the Ford Commons proposed mixed-use project is near the intersection of Marsh Road and Silverside Road. And this area has become a focus for great fine restaurant venues, and this project will go a long way to increasing the vitality in that sort of cross-section or cross-street area that quite by happenstance, not because we had any great plans going on for the area, and I'm very pleased to see, you know, this kind of mixed-use project come forward for a vote. I think it's going to be a great addition to the community with additional amenities and also, new living residential units available as well.
Thank you. Does anybody else from council have like to speak, Mr. M?
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I support this mixed-use project in the, as Councilman Cartier said, in the Branmar area, and look forward to it getting underway. I haven't received any negative feedback other than people asking for when it will get underway, and look forward to the Forward School reconstruction taking place.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like from council that would like to comment? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19137. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Chauvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. Thank you. R19137 is passed. Moving on to ordinances. 019-073. Mr. Smiley? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you. I'd like ordinance 19-073 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 19073, amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget, appropriates state of Delaware funding received for the Newcastle County Police Employees Retirement System to the Department of Public Safety Employee Benefits budgetary line item. Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. This ordinance proposes to appropriate funds from the state of Delaware to the that will go to the Newcastle County Police Retirement System. It's an annual budget appropriation that we receive from the state government, and we will, with this, be receiving approximately $3.2 million to bolster our county police retirement system.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-073. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 019-073 is passed. Next, 019-074. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President, I move that ordinance 19-074 be read by title only and placed before council.
Ordinance 19074, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $31,513 of tax stabilization reserve to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police Grants, and Fixed Charges budget line item. Mr. Bell?
Move to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? 019074 is tabled. Next, 019008. I move that R19008 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Sure. From the councilman count.
That's my bill.
Nah.
Okay, I was.
Anyway, I move that 019008 be placed before council and for consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 19008 revised previously approved exploratory minor land development plan with rezoning for Stanley 7 LLC, Mill Creek 100, east side of Stanton Christiana Road, SR 47, south of Honeysuckle Lane and opposite Telegraph Road, tax parcel number 08050.00013, 602 Main Street. Mr. Woods?
Okay. So this plan, we talked about this in the last land use meeting, and I know the developer and the owner are here. This plan had been brought to the residents. They had a lot of input on this project, and with that, you know, unless anyone has any questions or comments, I would suggest we move forward.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-008, and you'll have to state your basis. Mr. Bell?
Yes. Okay. Okay, my vote is yes, based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department.
Mr. Carter?
My vote is yes, based on the positive recommendations of Land Use.
Mr. Cartier?
My vote is yes, based on the recommendation of the Land Use Department and the approval of the surrounding community.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes, based on the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Ms. Durham?
Yes, based on land use recommendation and no negative public comment.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
My vote is yes, based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes, in support of the recommendations from the Land Use Department.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes, based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, based upon the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes, based on a conditional approval of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
Yes, based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Tackett?
I'll be voting yes, enjoining land use and their positive recommendation.
Mr. Woods?
And I will also be voting yes, and is the positive recommendation of land use in the communities.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 019-008 is passed. Next, 018-132, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Ordinance 28-132 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 18132, revised previously approved preliminary major land development plan with rezoning from Meridian Crossing, New Castle 100, southwest side of Church Road, south of the CSX Railroad, tax parcel numbers 10048.30257 through 297 and 10048.30228 through 256, addresses 11 through 41 Grissom Drive, 1001 through 1033 Edward White Avenue, 1024 through 1042 Edward White Avenue, 761 through 775 Observatory Drive, 931 through 949 Shepherd Ave, and 1102 through 1116 Goddard Way. Thank you. Mr. Bell?
As per title, Madam President.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-132. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Hold vote.
Okay. I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department.
Mr. Carter?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Cardian?
I'm voting yes based on the positive review of our Department of Land Use and because I think the changes proposed improve the design of the community.
Ms. Dora?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Ms. Durham?
Yes, based on recommendation of land use, and I received no negative comments from the public.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle? Yes, based upon the positive recommendations of the Land Use Department. Mr. Hollins?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm going to vote yes in support of the recommendations from the Land Use Department.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Land Use Department, and I do believe it's a better plan.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, based upon the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes based on the conditional approval of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
Yes, based on the recommendation of the Land Use Board.
Mr. Tackett?
They should actually.
I am voting yes and joining land use in their positive recommendation.
Mr. Woods?
I would also be voting yes in favor of the plan presented by the Department of Land Use.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 018-132 is passed. Next, 019-033. 017095, 017096 remain tabled. Next is R19138. I move that item R19138 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Third. Resolution 19138, remembering the life of Thomas L. Haley.
For title, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19138.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carnier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shevin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R19138 is passed. Next, R19139. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move the resolution 19-139 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sure. Resolution 19139, honoring the life of Chief William Bill E. Schutzler, Sr., and expressing condolences to his family and friends.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I think what's unique about Bill Schutzler and his family is the family's service to others throughout the years. Bill Schutzler was not only the chief of the fire department at Odessa Fire Company, but also honorary light member of Delaware City, volunteer hose of Middletown. And what's unique within the family is Bill's father, Edward Schutzler, and his younger brother, Robin Schutzler, who's retired paramedic, is the current chief of the fire department. So father and two sons both spend a lifetime of service to others. Can't say enough about it, and be sorely missed.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19139.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R19139 is passed. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? So you'll come around to the side, and you'll sign in the other way. Thank you. Come forward, state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Good evening, Council. My name's Henry Miller. I would like to express my appreciation and for the leadership that Councilman Bell has displayed in taking his time, and also other county officials for their time hearing our concerns about our neighborhood and for doing what you said you would do for us. Thank you to Ms. Barlow, your assistant, you, Councilman Bell, and Mr. Haggerty. I would like to say, although I'm not the most sophisticated person, I do thank all of the council for listening to me, and I will let our community know of the communication that we had with land use, and I look forward to seeing everybody at our next meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Mr.
Madam
Miller.
President, before Mr. Miller sits down, I want to personally thank both Mr. Miller, Brad Siegfried, Pete and Sharon Scarmozzi that attended our meeting with Land Use Department, the Land Use Management Team, this morning at 9:30. We met for over an hour and a half. A lot of ground covered, a lot of ground still to be covered. And so I want to personally thank George Haggerty, for land use, Jim Smith, and their staff. We have another meeting already set up, a follow-up meeting, and what I want to point out is that Mr. Miller, Mr. Siegfried, Pete, Sharon Scarmozzi, when you take a look at over 100 and some people attending a public meeting, and then you're looking for having another meeting towards the latter part of the summer, early fall, these four folks have continued to represent their community, voice their concerns, and in a very proactive and productive manner. So I want to thank them for continuing to come before council and also for meeting with us today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to address council this evening?
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
What? Someone raise your hand in the back.
Oh, please come forward.
What do you think, Jibber?
Madam, you'll come down and you'll sign in. Okay, you'll come up to the podium, state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Sakina's mom, and I came here a few months ago, back in March. John Cartier is our councilman, and I came back today. The first, I want to thank Matt Myers, Director Kenneth Dunn, for getting us back our parking, which we purchased when we purchased our unit at the Park Condos. And the other thing is we're trying to get the council to hear us. We're really in a really bad position. I think I explained it pretty good last time. We're really in a bad position and things are still just getting worse and worse. I would like to first ask you, if you get a chance, ride by the Park Condos, which is in right up at Edgemoor Road, right across from the river, a couple blocks up from the United States Post Office at 40. We have 52. The post office is at 4900. Please ride by and see just the appearance of the outside of our building. And we keep getting threats that the county is going to condemn our buildings. We have no proof, but we're getting threats that they're going to condemn our building. They're still asking us for this enormous amount of assessment. They assessed us once at $9,000, I'll say my own thing, $9,400, then they assessed me again at $2,500. Now they've assessed me, according to what they say, which I haven't received anything on paper, at $75,000, which is supposed to be, according to them, over 15 years. Most of us are retired. I've been here 10 years. And other people have been there even longer than me. We need to see if we can get with your constituents. We need help. We need somebody to help us or vote, adopt a resolution to get us out of this. They're blaming the county. The county's then they're getting lawyers to take us to court. It's a big mess. And I think it's been this way from what I understand, over 25 years. When I purchased that property, there was no disclosure of the balconies leaking into the bedrooms or into the living room, and now we're told we can't go out in the balcony. This has been for 3 years. We have not been allowed to go out on our balconies. They made us, they put up rails and everything, and the building looks horrible. And I'll tell you, most of us, they said 97% of us was paying our bills for the last 25 years. So I don't know what happened with the money or with the fiduciary duty of the people who were supposed to be responsible for taking care of us, but we help, we somebody look into what's going on and see that we worked hard. I tell you, myself, I was a mail carrier for 32 years, and that's not no easy job, but I did it. And I pay my bills, and I try to live and be a decent person, and so does everybody else pretty much in here. I'll just ask, please help us adopt something. Either we can get a grant, or maybe we can get a buyout. Maybe they can buy the property. All right, thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. And like I said, I appreciate Kenneth Dunn just getting us our parking back, because we were walking down the highway at night to get back into our own units. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Will the next speaker please come forward? Sign in, please. Georgia Chief was on. Okay. Please come up.
She didn't bring her cane.
That's. Can you do it in your bed?
So she just won't be this
up here with. Okay. State your name for the record, and then you have 3 minutes.
Deborah Clow.
And you're speaking to the mic so we can hear you better.
My name is Deborah Clow.
Philip Pergeon is.
So I'm just giving you this. I've been here for 20 years. And we just keep getting assessed and assessed. See, it seems like it just never ends, and nothing ever gets fixed. We just keep paying for the same things over and over and over again. I'm sorry.
It's okay, take your time.
And I just, God, feel like I've spent my whole life working for this little plot of land that they're trying to take away from us. I don't even know what's even true anymore. I don't know if McGaffer County wants to condemn them, if the council is trying to get us out. I don't understand what's going on. And it's just overwhelming. We've been going through this for 3 years. We keep getting threatened. We're going to lose our homes. We're going to be, won't have any, and we're running another place because we're going to lose our credit. It's just like, it's incredible, it's insane what's happening. And I want to know where our votes are. Where are the condos, the owners' votes? Do we have any votes? How can these people just keep assessing us and say to us, for the next 15 years, you have to pay, and it's all different because of your square footage, anywhere from 481 up to, maybe 900 something, for the next 15 years. I mean, I just don't understand that. How can they do that?
And that's just the question. Do you have your phone number? I'll get up with you and follow up as well. And I think probably some other council members are involved. I know Mr. Cardio was.
Okay, you tell me where to go.
Just leave it right with Mr. Cardio. Wait, the gentleman with his hand up.
Okay.
I can have your name and phone number and we'll follow up.
Okay.
And the council is not trying to get you out.
That's what they keep telling us.
Okay.
That they're going to lock their doors and we won't be able to get back in.
And that's
okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. And one more? Please sign in and then come up.
It's because of lighting. We've had issues today.
And step up and put that mic right down. You can.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sylvia Lewis. I don't want to bore y'all with what's already been said, but I've lived in the condo for 20 years. What I did was I sold my house in Philadelphia and bought this condo. Now I'm paying $939 a month. Half of it is a maintenance fee, the other half is an assessment. My husband had a stroke in 2015, so it's all on me. So I don't know what I'm going to do if they continue to make me pay $939 a month. I can't afford it. I used to work for the city of Philadelphia. I retired after 37 years. I worked in the Department of License and Inspection, and then I became a court clerk. And it was a very good job. I get a very good pension, but it's only pension. I do not get Social Security because, if you all know, back in when I started working for the city of Philadelphia, they had no Social Security. By the time they started to give me Social Security or tell me I could buy into the Social Security plan, I had two kids that I had to pay the lady for the babysitting, and I was only making $79 every 2 weeks, so I couldn't afford to do it, so I didn't. Now, for my Medicare, I have to pay for my Medicare. This $939 is killing me. I don't know what to do. I would appreciate it, whatever y'all could do, if y'all could help the people in the park, and it's not that many left in the park. Most of the people have moved out. However, when I sold my house in Philadelphia, $95,000 I paid for that unit that I have. I recently had to put in a walk-in bathroom for my husband because of his stroke. So I really need some help. And if you can help me, I'd appreciate it. Look into your souls and remember to help Sylvia Lewis at La Park. Thank you very much and have a pleasant evening.
Thank you very much, Penny. And one more speaker. Please come up. You'll state your name for the record. And you have 3 minutes.
Okay. It won't take 3 minutes. My name is Bernie Lovenvirth. I'm also a resident at La Park. Thank you all for giving us this time. The story is the same. I have been paying the assessment up until June. I've used up all of my savings. I have nothing, you know, more that I can do. So I'm just waiting for them to... They're talking about the first they took our parking away. Now we've been able to park back in the parking lot. This is with paying the assessment and paying the condo fee every month. Now they're talking about turning our table off. You know, they're sort of blackmailing us. Like my neighbors have said, anything that can be done would be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak from the public? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
No adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This meeting is adjourned.